And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, we resume our discussion with Romans chapter 3, verse 29. The apostle makes a clear statement. We had fun with this last week. God is not solely the God of the Jews. He is also the God of the Gentiles. This encompasses everyone in philosophical thought. It is explicitly stated that there is only one way to be accepted by God. He justifies us through faith. This faith is specifically tied to the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. It is crucial to note that faith is the means by which God has chosen for us to live. Sure seems like a pretty consistent theme in today's show. Next, Paul adds a caveat. He emphasizes faith and says that does not mean we totally disregard the law. The answer to his proposed rhetorical question is an emphatic no. It is our faith, and if our faith is genuine, that we have a deep-seated desire to fulfill the law, not because it makes us right or righteous, but because it pleases the Lord. It's like, that's important. And finally, before we forget, the scripture emphasizes a key principle. Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted Abraham? The answer is no. The main reason for this is stated in the rest of the verse. If acceptance was based on fulfilling the law and his good deeds, then Abraham would have had a reason to boast. However, from God's perspective, Abraham had no grounds for pride. I want you to hear what I just said, one of the biggest issues. From God's perspective, Abraham had no grounds for pride. Even when we obey the law out of our faith, we have no grounds for pride before the Lord. And that is the key.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Maybe a few too many of those. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Now, keep in mind, as we have told you all along, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. And so we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, by the way, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Denver, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in Detroit, you can text us right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Now, when you make that phone call, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person or grandchildren.
I know I've got grandchildren, but woo, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. So we did have the kids over Sunday. So for part of the cheat meal, we did get, and I mentioned Mike and Ike's candies. And then I also, we had some Junior Mints, and then we also had some popcorn, and then we also had some M&Ms, and then we also had some chocolates with almonds. Okay.
Wow, went all out. All right.
Well, you know, I mean, when you have your grandkids over and you just shut everything down and you watch a movie and you make like you're in the movie theater, it's the best. Because they love it, and it's like that teaches them how to actually go to a movie theater if they ever want to.
Mm-hmm. What movie did y'all watch?
What movie did we watch? We watched one of the ones with the dogs being heroes or something, Paw Patrol, something.
Oh, okay.
Like that. Something like that. It was riveting. Okay.
It was riveting cinema.
They thought it was riveting. I mean, I thought it was great because I got to cheat on my diet meal. All right. Anyway, so that's what it's like talking to Jam and Jacob. We want you to have that opportunity. If you've got a prayer request, this is a great opportunity to express that. Okay? Just that. How else do you say that? It's a great time to have other people pray and pray with you and join with you in a struggle or join with you in a praise in something that's gone great. And you know what? I really want to share it. I really want to honor the Lord in this. I haven't done a good enough job, or I need to just do it more. Hey, can I call up the show and share something that the Lord did in my life? Sure. That's the whole point. We want to encourage, bless, strengthen one another. We're going to do a couple of jokes maybe. We're going to do history for sure. We're definitely doing Bible trivia. In fact, here's your next Bible trivia. You guys should be able to get this. I will give you the opportunity. Listen to what I say. And your reference point, by the way, Matthew 24:37. Here is your question. But as in the days of blank were, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. What is that blank? But as in the days of blank were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. What is that blank? Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, if you think you know. By the way, 972-445-0770 is the number to call. 214-210-8483 is the number to text. Then david@hemusincrease.org. is in fact the email. I'm not sure if Callie is listening right now. I know she sent me an email and a text. So, Callie, I did get your email and text. I will reach out to you after the show. Do not fear. I have been a little busy with moving. You know, moving has that impact on your life. Have you noticed that? It does change things. It does. Okay. And I hope it's very slow between now and the next move. Is somebody ready to, by the way, answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Alan.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Very blessed. Highly favored.
Blessed, highly favored. I love it. You are a blessing, and you are being blessed. That is working at the same time.
Yeah, you're blessing us all with that. Today is a great message.
Oh, thank you, brother. And you know what? I need it. I mean, I'm just being honest. I need it, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes I need just to be encouraged. And so that's what you need too, to be encouraged, right? All right, my brother.
Yes, sir. More faith.
I know, right? Is that because when you have more faith, then there's more of the Lord, and you have more of the Lord, you have the answer. I mean, that is really
Amen,
what it is.
Brother. Amen.
All right, let me set up the triv question for you, my friend. Here we go. You ready? All right, here it is.
I think so.
But as in the days of blank were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. What is that blank in Matthew 24:37?
I'm hoping it's Noah's days.
That is correct!
When was
it Noah's day? Yes, it's Noah! As in the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Which is kind of got, it's a very interesting thing if you consider it. Some people get real deep in this, but what if you consider it? Noah was doing what he was supposed to do, right? And the people that were ignoring God were ignoring God, and he came. It's like,
amen. Let's going just be, on today, for
yeah,
sure.
Let's just keep doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen, brother. Amen. We love you. You're doing a great job. Have a great day. Blessed day.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, and everybody needs to be praying for Al, right? You got to be perceived. This is how you do it, right? You've got to be doing it this way. So you hear, Al, you know what? I got to pray for Al. Whatever's going on is the Lord. Help him. Help him. Help things just go smooth. Let there be grace. Let there be faith. Let there be awesomeness that takes place. That's how you do it. See what I'm saying? And so we're trying to figure out what the system is. Here's the system. Whoever God brings into your life, there it is. I think that's a little easier. Well, at least it is for me anyway. All right. So here we go. We are doing our DNA because we always do DNA. So don't think we're not doing DNA because we are doing DNA. DNA, D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
You know, all of that, right? You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so we as you get, that's one of the things the book gets into. It's like you get into this and you spend more time with the Lord and you have this higher level of expectation and you're drawing closer to the Lord and things change. So I'm going to say something that's almost radical. I got to be careful when I say this, but almost radical. Do you want things to change? Draw closer to the Lord. Have more faith. Be more connected. Watch the miracles come. That's I don't know. It doesn't seem to be a terrible thing to say. If there's more of God, it's better. If you spend more time with God, there will be more of God. He says, okay, got it. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never. I'm telling you. Now just think, we'll reverse engineer this for a second. Why would the world want to make you ashamed of the word? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If you're ashamed of the word of God, then you don't stand in the word of God. You won't get the benefit of having faith from the word of God or spending time with the Lord. It all plays into itself. And it's like, wow, never be ashamed of what God had to say. He knows what he wanted to say. He created the universe. The dude can write a book. Got it? Great. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So just having this attitude, this spirit, this mindset of, you know what? I'm going to be a blessing. It's so true. If you want to have friends, be a friend. If you want to receive blessings, be a blessing. If you want any of those things to really take place, be there, be ready, be available. And I think that's probably the biggest part. So when I was younger, I don't know how much younger, probably 30 plus years ago, 35 years ago, and the Lord had said to me one time, and these are the different times where the Lord kind of teaches you little things, but you know they're from the Lord because they hang on in your life for 30 or 40 years. And it was like, David, you know, present yourself. Like, be there. Be available. Be ready. And maybe the Lord won't do anything with me that day. Not that he won't spend time with me, but maybe we won't do anything kingdom-wise. But maybe we will. I don't know. He's waiting for us to present ourselves. And so when he says in Isaiah, you know, who will go? Here am I. Send me. I'll go, Lord. Use me. And if you're like really scared about that, because I know people are like, yeah, but I don't know if I want to go on the mission field to where there's cannibals and so on and so forth. Okay. I got it. And yes, that is an indirect reference joke to a presidential mistake. That's not the point. The point is simply this. Be available. The Lord knows what you can and cannot handle. But present yourself, okay? D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve, okay? All right, now we are going to jump into the word. I want to do it for a couple minutes, and then we'll take our break. But I want to get into this because this is important to understand, okay? We're in verse 29 in Romans chapter 3, and it says this, after all, God is not the God of the Jews only, is he? Isn't he also the God of the Gentiles? Of course he is. Verse 30, and there is only one God, and there is only one way of being accepted by him. He makes people right with himself only by faith, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. How is Abraham accepted? By faith. How do we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts, into our lives? By faith. How does the Holy Spirit take up residency? Because we believe in Jesus and ask him to be the Lord and Master and Savior of our heart. Then the Holy Spirit takes actual residency inside of us. All by faith, given by grace, received by faith. Why? Because that's what God chose. And there's all these people have all these comments and all these things. It's like, who cares? Look at the people of faith. These are the people throughout the scriptures that are illustrated by God to have heavy amounts of favor from God. Maybe there's a connection. Could be. All right, we'll take a short break because we have so much to cover. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Philip shares the gospel. In that gospel presentation is a proclamation about baptism, no matter what anybody says. That's just the reality of this text. He gets baptized, and the Holy Spirit catches Philip away, and the eunuch never sees him again. Does he go away miraculously? You can't define it as an absolute, but it sure seems that way. Doesn't matter, because why? The text says he never saw him again. That's what the text says. God will use people in your lives for a moment to make a change in your life, and you will never see them or hear from them again. That's what you got to recognize. God will use you in people's lives for a one-time encounter that will make, that will accomplish that which the Lord desires to accomplish, that will do plant some form of seed that God has in mind, and that's the intent, and then you'll never see him again. You think, well, I don't know what the value of that was. That's why divine appointments are divine appointments and not human evaluations, because God uses the most unique circumstances, even one-time, one-and-done circumstances, to plant seeds in people's lives throughout their journey on the earth, to reach them and speak to them and to encourage them. You getting that? Sometimes God will bring somebody into your life, and it's just for a brief moment. And that's the purpose, and that's the intent. You don't fully understand, nor do I, nor does any human being, why the Lord has people cross paths the way he does. But remember, he is God. And so he knows what person needs to have what encounter at what juncture in their life. All of this is to say the Lord is the coordinator. It wasn't Philip. It wasn't the eunuch, so to speak. I mean, it was a strategic placement of a Christian in a position to reach a secretary of the treasury in Ethiopia to have a salvation opportunity. And nobody could ever predict that. But God set the whole thing up. And then he's done. And he it's so amazing because the scripture says he never saw Philip again. That's it. One and done. See you, buddy. God bless. And it was all part of the plan of God. Some people get saved in one church, and then they end up going to another church shortly thereafter, and that church is really instrumental in their growth, but not their decision. Totally normal. Nothing weird about that whatsoever. You're normal. It's normal. Because the Lord is in charge, and he's not asking anybody's permission. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. You're about to hear a sound you've never heard before. Jacob hasn't heard it. Nobody's ever heard this sound before. Listen very carefully. Ready? That's David bending over to pick up the trivia questions that he knocked on the floor.
That's right. Funny. I was wondering where you were going with that.
That's right. I'm sitting here, and then I, you know, my hands flail all over the place. By the way, in the book of Acts, you get to find out that Paul used his hands. That's a portion I can't wait to teach on because people are going to go, I never saw that. Anyhow, bottom line is we do have our Bible trivia. We want to get that going. These are going to be a little harder, right, because we're moving into the second, third, and fourth one, so let's just be aware of that. Here it is. Listen to the passage. If you don't know it, you can look it up. If you can't have time or don't have time to look up what the Bible use, you can use. If you have to use a search engine, you can. I don't want you just to use search engines just to, you know, be soft in the work, so to speak. I mean, be committed to it. Here you go. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his blank in the coastlands. Isaiah 42:12. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his blank in the coastlands. Isaiah 42, 12. If you think you know what that blank is, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So here, once again, the question. Let him give glory to the Lord and declare his blank in the coastlands. Isaiah 42:12 is your opportunity to get that correctly. Again, a modified schedule Thursday and Friday. Noel and I will be moving. And that's fine. I mean, I'm making a big deal of it, but you don't really understand. See, this is the first move I'm doing with a wounded leg. So I am trying to watch every little nuance, every little thing, because if I don't do that, guess who will end up back in the hospital getting another knee drain? That would be me. So I'd like to skip that. Thank you very much. In the meantime, I have a couple of jokes because I just said that's a thing and that was kind of serious. So here you go. Ready? All right. Ready? All right. Here you go. Ready?
All right. I'm ready to go.
All right, and I got three of them. Okay. So here's my question. Do you want the best first or the best last?
Let's do the best first.
Okay, here we go. I hope you think it's the best.
If I hit the cricket sounder, then we're in trouble.
All right, fine. What did one magnet say to the other? I find you very attractive. Come on, that's not bad. That's not bad. You're still thinking about it, I can tell. Okay, all right. See, what did one magnet say to another? I find you very attractive. Okay, is the sound not working? Is that what's going
on?
Yeah,
it's not working.
Okay. Well,
just know I hit the applause.
Okay, that was an applause one. You can go like this. Snap your finger if you want to kind of do one of those kind of things. All right.
There you go.
There you go. What can you hold without ever touching it? What can you hold without ever touching it? This is the thoughtful one. What can you hold without ever touching it? A conversation. Ah, thoughtful right there. Okay.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I don't blame you. What is the invention that they have come up with? An invention that allows you to see through the thickest walls. What is the invention? You can see through the thickest walls ever.
A window?
That is correct, a window! You're right! Good catch.
Here we go. I played a ding and a clap.
Yeah, you gave yourself a double. Okay. All right, trivia question. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his... That's a blank. In the coastlands, Isaiah 42:12. That's your opportunity if you think you know. 972. So you have to look. I've only done this phone number 10,000 times. I still have to look. 972-445-0770. You also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now we're going to get into it. And what's amazing is I had no idea that the first segment in the show going off on that little tangent on faith and this whole thing on faith is so good. It's just like the Lord's like, I'm doing this. Be quiet. Get out of my way. Okay, great. Here you go. So let's go back to Romans chapter 3, and that we're in verse 29. We're going to pick it up for 29. We're going to go to 30 and 31 is basically how we're going to try and pull this off. Here's what it says. After all, God is not the God of the Jews only, is he? Isn't he also the God of the Gentiles? Of course he is. There is only one God, and there's only one way of being accepted by him. He makes people right with himself only by faith, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. Wow. Now, somebody's calling in. We're going to give them a chance. But listen to this next verse. Get ready. You better hang on to this. Well, then, if we emphasize faith, does that mean we forget about the law? Of course not. In fact, only when we have faith do we truly fulfill the law. Ooh,
This is the stuff that, I mean, you have to love this stuff. This is the great stuff of our faith. It's the great stuff of our persuasion, our beliefs. It's so wonderful. It's just wonderful. All right. Do we have somebody who wants to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through, and then we'll go back to the teaching. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you doing today?
Good, Gary. I was wondering how you were doing, so I'm glad you called in to say, hey, that's important to me because I pray for you on a regular basis. I want to make sure you're doing okay. I mean, that's a big, big key. Let's do the trivia question, and then we're going to pray for you, and you can give us kind of a quick update how things are, but let's do the trivia question first. Here's the passage coming out of Isaiah 42:12. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his blank in the coastlands.
Well, declare his praise.
That is correct, Demonio! What a passage, though. How do you give glory to the Lord? One of the most specific ways is you declare his praise. It's just like, oh, that works right there, which is why we need to be a praising people, why we need to be a people that give honor and glory through our praise to the Lord. So talk to me about situation and health. Health about the same?
Yeah, about the same.
Okay, and what about situation? About the same?
Yeah, about the same.
All right, let's pray. We need it to move. We had prayer the other day for somebody for just a lot of prayer, and they said it moved 1 inch. And we were like, 1 inch is something to celebrate. That's what we want for you.
A little bit, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you for our brother Gary. We love him, Lord, and I just want him to know in his heart that we really do, that there's a sincerity in this audience to pray and to care for him. And we petition you, and we're going to keep petitioning you. We're not going to quit, because being persistent is one of the ways you taught us to pray. And we pray for him in his situations, the circumstances that surround him, that he can have simplicity, easeability, and lightness of the difficult trials around his life. And we specifically ask for the healing power of Jesus Christ to manifest in his life and to give him healing. He can only do this through your healing. It ain't going to happen any other way, Lord. And we ask you to pour your healing power through the Holy Spirit inside Gary's body in the name of Jesus, that you would be Jehovah Rapha, and that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he would be healed, and that he would have the touch from you and the testimony of the ages. We're asking you to bless him and enable him to share praise because of prayers being answered that you have been petitioned for. Lord, heal our brother. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you. I'll continue to pray for you, and God bless you.
God bless you too, my bro. All right, great job by Gary, and let's go back to the text. We'll do this for a couple minutes, and then we'll get into the next thing. It's really important, so I don't want anybody to miss this. Here we go. Going back to that verse, there's only one way. There's only one God, and there is only one way of being accepted by him. He makes people right with himself only by faith, whether they are Jews or Gentiles. Well, then, if we emphasize faith, guess what? You know what we're doing? We're emphasizing faith. Does this mean that we forget about the law? Of course not. In fact, only when we have faith do we truly fulfill the law. So it's important to understand where he's going with this, what this means. The emphasizing of faith does not mean that there's a complete disregard for what God wants, walking upright, making the right decisions, not lusting after everything and anything that comes down the pike. Not being greedy, not being, you know, ridiculous in some of the things, or not being people who disregard or disrespect the Lord in any capacity, in the use of his name, or doing something in quote-unquote his name, not any of those things. You don't dishonor your parents, you don't lie, you don't steal, you don't murder, all of those things. You don't do those things. So we don't have a total disregard for the law. In fact, what he's asking is a rhetorical question, and the answer is no. Do we disregard the law? No. But because it pleases the Lord, that's what motivates us to do the things right. our faith is genuine. And we demonstrate that to ourselves as much as to anybody else, because I want to do the things that the Lord likes. I want to do the things that please Him. When I pray every single day, I don't try and nail down every possible sin, or I'd spend 5 hours just confessing. I tell the Lord the genuine truth. I'm sorry that I know in some of these things, in my thoughts and in my words and in my actions, I'm sorry I'm failing you. I'm sorry I'm disappointing you. It is my desire not to do that. It is my desire to do it right. That comes from my faith and from the desire to please the Lord. That's what Paul's talking about. If our faith is genuine, we seek to demonstrate it by doing in His name the right things, that which He has set before us. It's more proof to us than anybody. I don't know why people don't get that. That we really want to honor the Lord with all that we think, say, and do. That's what Paul's talking about. People are all caught up in the being fruit inspectors. Hey, I got an idea. Be caught up in hanging out with God. You'll find out that the fruit comes much more naturally. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, for you and I, God provided His own burnt offering, His own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed His love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere, because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give You my heart. Pour out Your Holy Spirit, for I believe You rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth You died for my sins according to the Scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later You rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank You for this new life You've given me. I praise You and pray this in Your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Let's
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're getting ready for our next trivia question. Before I do that, I want to give an acknowledgement. So I told you guys that emails, that we do get the emails. And so Joanne sent an email, and then she had guessed on the trivia question. And then she was like, oh, it's a different ending on the verse. And then she sent me a picture of of the verse. And so I just want you guys to know, I get all the emails. I do, and I look at them up. I don't always comment on them because they get to be a lot, and they get to be a lot of text. But I do, and it was like, it was a pretty good picture. It was like, man, I should use that. It really made the scripture flow a lot better by looking at the picture, because it was a picture of, you know, the coastlands. Okay, anyway, I just thought that was kind of cute. And then the other thing I want to tell you is this, because this is not something we've ever done before, and we'll do this right now. Ready? Are you ready? I'm going to completely surprise you.
I'm ready.
All right. How can you safely jump off of a 30-foot ladder? How can you safely jump off of a 30-foot ladder? Jump from the bottom rung. There you go.
That's clever.
That's a good one right there. That's right, people. You weren't expecting that. That's right.
Well, things we've never done before.
The applause worked.
Well, you never know. Here's your trivia question, and not an easy one. Okay? Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who saves those who blank in you from those who rise up against them. Now, I'll do it again. Do it slowly. Make sure you get this. And this is a core word, and you should know this. Psalm 17:7. Nice job, Al. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who blank in you, for those who rise up against them. From those who rise up against them. Psalm 17:7. Okay? All right. Deb, the second one. Okay. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to send you up to the website, as I'm supposed to do and I need to do. And here's the bottom line. We need a little bit of everything. We need a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The book's up there. The opportunity for praise reports and prayer requests is up there. Again, if you want the book but can't afford it, tell us. We will purchase it for you and get it to you, either the audio, because it's on audio, or the written or the ebook, one or another. And then additionally, places to give. And we think giving's really important. 2 Corinthians 8:3, I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability. They gave of their own accord. Make sure that whenever you give to wherever you give, you're doing it because you believe you're supposed to do it, and it's between you and the Lord. That's the first thing. No matter what anybody tries to manipulate you in, you are a steward of that which God has given you. Do it right before the Lord and no other way. You get that? All right. So you got that, and you got that. And then on the website, there's just a ton of stuff. This is fun. If you haven't checked out the website, and if it's too much, then look at one piece at a time. Each one of those top things has a whole section underneath it. That's what's cool. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
That's right. We don't need roads. One more time on the trivia question. I'll make sure you get this. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who blank in you. So listen to how the phonic of it all sounds. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand,
O you who save those who blanken you, for those who rise up against them. Psalm 17:7. Psalm 17:7. Okay, make sure you get that one. 17:7. In the meantime, back to the text we go, because we are moving into the chapter 4 in Romans, because we can't sit there and I can't hit each one over and over and over again, because Romans will take 3 times longer than Job. So here we are in Romans chapter 4, verse 1. Abraham was, humanly speaking, we're teaching out of the NLT, New Living Translation. If you're using the King James or the ESV or anything else, that's fine. Just follow along. Just get the principle, get the point. Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of the Jewish nation. What were his experiences concerning this question of being saved by faith? Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? Stop right there. I'm going to do something that doesn't normally get done because I'm a Bapticostal. So if you've got a Baptist background, I identify. If you've got a Pentecostal background, I identify. If you've got a Church of Christ background, I identify. If you've got a Bible church, or a non-denominational Bible church, I completely identify. If you have a Church of God, I identify. If you're charismatic, I identify. Pretty much everything. I even taught for a while as a pastor in a Methodist church. That's right. That's true. You're like, what? Yes. Here's the deal. Christians have experiences, and it gets a little old not being honest about it. It gets a little old when we say, well, you can't really talk about those, which is ridiculous because the Bible says to the law and to the testimony. What is a testimony but an experience from the Lord? Okay, and it just gets old. So Abraham, humanly speaking, the founder of the Jewish nation, it was the founder of the Jewish nation. What do we know about Abraham? Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of the Jewish nation. Why? Because out of him came Isaac, which came Jacob. Jacob was named Israel. Jacob had the 12 sons, which were the 12 tribes. This came out of Abraham. Got it. Abraham wasn't even supposed to have kids, so that was the first miracle for Israel, for Abraham to even be able to have kids, okay? But the reason that he had kids was what? He had faith. Okay, but listen to what it says. Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of the Jewish nation. What were his experiences concerning this question of being saved by faith? Stop. Abraham had experiences. Can I tell you something that people, I've said this before, and people actually, they don't get mad at me, but they don't like that I say it, which is weird. Abraham didn't have a Bible. Can I say that any clearer? Abraham didn't have a Bible. We have the advantage of having a Bible. Of course, Abraham had the advantage of not having the world being as bad as it is in our area, because our messaging comes every 10 seconds, you know, which is kind of ridiculous. But Abraham didn't have a Bible. But he heard the voice of God, and he believed. And it was more than one experience or one time. And so when you say the word experiences, people start freaking out, thinking, oh, he's living by experiences, living by feeling. It's like, stop that. God has done marvelous things in your life. In fact, you should have a memorial to them in the context of you should remember them. That's what a memorial is, because those are the things that reaffirm that what he has done before, he will yet do again. And we need to be blessed by those. In fact, the beginning of the church were people telling people what God did for them. They weren't all four-point homiletical messages. The guy who had the spirits cast out of him didn't go and say, well, let me take you through the Romans road. He didn't have a Romans road. Romans wasn't written yet. He just said, listen to what God did for me. That's what he had. And the people, the Bible says, marveled. You don't have to say it right. It doesn't have to be the splitting of the Red Sea. When you tell people things that God has done in your life, your experiences, it affects them. Even if they don't show it on their face, it affects them inside. Don't hesitate to share what God has done. And by the way, if you're not sure that that was the Lord or not, don't include that one. There's thousands of other ones that you are sure about. Include those. Okay? All right, we'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
Let me read this thing from Pastor Ray, and then we'll do the trivia question, and then we'll see what happens because I have no idea. This is from Pastor Ray, who passed away, by the way, on January 4th this year, 2022. He's my good friend, and I can't wait to see him up in heaven. This one's titled Joy, Expectation, and Delight. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. This is Pastor Ray's devotional. I often see people go through a spiritual drought. More than once, I have found myself in this dry, dark place where God seems far away and we feel even farther. It's like being the children of Israel, once again wandering in the wilderness trying to find our way. That's when I cling to the belief that we are being strengthened and matured through it all. How we survive the wilderness experience of our lives depends on our attitude towards God's word. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, and I get such a kick out of reading it because King David got so excited writing about it, of all the things he gets excited about writing about the laws of God. He sang about them. He put statutes of the law to music. He positively exulted in them. In Psalm 119, verse 14, he compared God's testimonies to the riches. In verse 15, he declared, I will meditate on your precepts. In verse 24, he says, your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. David was on to something. He loved God's word, and he knew that the secret to enjoying life, even in the wilderness, was to turn to God's word with joy, expectation, and delight. As children, we struggle to mature under our parents' authority. When we're spiritually born again into the family of God, we become children again, reparented. Oh, what a great line that is. Reparented by our Heavenly Father as we grow toward maturity and learning to trust Him. Allow His word to light your way, and the wilderness will not seem so daunting. Let His word guide your feet, and you will never get lost. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Of course, I forgot to do the trivia question on the exit and didn't give Jacob any time to even pick up the pink ping pong ball, so I'm going to give you the answer. There are three answers.
People are like,
no, there's not. Yes, there are. There are three answers to the trivia question. That's why I was just letting it go. Show your marvelous loving kindness by your right hand, O you who save those who, number one, trust in you, number two, seek refuge in you, or number three, hope in you. Any of those would work. It's actually the same Hebrew word translated differently.
You're not going to be upset. It's like,
doesn't matter. So it's like to trust, to hope, to seek refuge. That is all the same thing. And here's something you should know. Trusting in the Lord is hoping in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord is seeking refuge in the Lord. Seeking refuge in the Lord is trusting in the Lord. Seeking refuge is hoping in the Lord. And then hoping is, in fact, trusting and seeking refuge. It all works together. So for all those that wrote in and texted in, you all got it right, ironically, and there were multiple translations. It's fine. You were on the track. That's what we were looking for. It's putting it all in His hands, isn't it? All right. We do have somebody that has called in. We want to let them share because we do that. But I'm sorry for not giving the trivia answer earlier. I apologize. Here we go. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Dr. David. This is Joyanne.
Hi, Joyanne. How are you?
I'm blessed, especially because I get to listen to you and hear about faith and many wonderful things and trust, of course.
Awesome.
I love being able to use your beautiful trivia questions and Bible verses with a wonderful app. It's called YouVersion. It's free. And it was introduced to me about 4.5 years ago by one of the pastor's wives at my church. I was attending a fantastic evening class on Sunday evenings, and she said she knew I had been kind of through a traumatic time. My husband had kind of, in essence, pushed me out of our own home, and it was just a very sad time, and it was so sweet of Alina, that's her name. She said, Joy, I want to show you a great Bible app. And I already had a favorite app, but I looked at it and I found out that it is an incredible app and also one where you can choose any verse you want from the Bible and put it on photos, even your own photos. So I've been putting today the verses that you have shared on my own photos. The one with the coastland is a photo I took in Big Bend at Rio Grande River. I just sent you one about God's right hand. Last night, my twin sister and I got to attend for the first time a beautiful Passover Seder. And this lovely messianic, believers, Jewish believers shared about the Seder. And that's the lady, the wife, that's her right hand in that photo.
Gotcha.
I've been sharing. And then the earliest one I sent you was a picture of in Ecclesiastes, a time to weep and a time to laugh. And it shows me laughing when I'm trying to hold my hat on in windy Big Bend. So if anybody wants to go to YouVersion, they can put whatever favorite Bible verse they want or verses on their photos or even other photos. There are stock photos. But thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah. Now, how do they get there? What's it called? It's called YouVersion?
Yes, it's all one word. And if they go to the App Store, like I have an iPhone, so it's in my Apple iPhone, and you can type in Bible apps, but it's a strange way to call a Bible app YouVersion, but maybe because they have so many versions. So it's YouVersion, version, all one word.
There's no
space.
Cool. That's a great thing. And if people want to use that, you should use that. And if you want to print off those pictures or just keep those pictures in a separate file, to encourage you, that's a great way to do it.
Well, for sure. So isn't our Lord so gracious to give us so many resources? We're so spoiled.
We are spoiled. We are spoiled people. That is true. That's exactly right. We need to be a little more appreciative, for sure.
Thank you. Okay, well, praying for your packing, and we're so grateful to be part of your journey by at least praying for you and Noelle as you go through that big process.
Thank you.
We love the audience and praying for them too. Thank you, young man.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Excellent phone call by Joyanne, so I just want everybody to know that. And by the way, I do got to give Aunt Deb props. I'm just going to say this real quickly. She is the only person that put all three answers to the trivia question in her responses. You see, folks, you're all branching out. That's what's great. Now, I only have 3 minutes left, okay? So we're not going to do anything else. I'm going to have to do this little teaching, and because I don't want you to miss this. It's really important, okay? And this is super important for all of us, okay? Let's just pick this up. Verse 2 on Romans 4, was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? If so, he would have had something to boast about. But from God's point of view, Abraham had no basis at all for pride. For the scripture tells us Abraham believed God and God declared him to be righteous. The whole issue from the Lord's perspective on you and I having faith, and that faith leading to good works and fulfilling the law and doing all those things, the whole premise is that faith that you even have is by grace. The fact that you want to do something that pleases the Lord is by grace. And everything you have ever done, everything you do, and everything you will ever do is by grace, just by virtue of the fact that you can do nothing without the breath in your life. And God makes it clear that he has chosen faith. And Abraham, by the way, even though he did great things, had no basis for pride. And that is the key. Okay, we have somebody on the line. We've got about a minute. Send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, you're talking to Robo in San Diego. I wanted to end the show with a couple of jokes worse than yours.
Uh-oh. Jokes worse than mine. Let me say, brother, that takes a lot of faith. Get it?
I know it does. I'm very aware.
All right, my friend, you've got 45 to 50 seconds. Rock and roll.
Plenty of time. Here we go. Two windmills were sitting on a hill, and one asked the other, "Do you have a favorite song?" Well, the other replies, "Well, all my life, I've been a heavy metal fan."
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's up to Jacob. I'll let him determine. Oh, he gave it to you. Wow.
Oh,
that was nice.
Nice. And then I think the better joke is I got an A on my origami assignment when I turned my paper into a teacher.
That I think is a great joke.
Absolutely.
Nice job.
Just wanted to get some extra smiles to the listeners out there.
There you go, brother. Good job.
Blessings, and I appreciate you praying for me, as always.
All right. God bless, bro.
Take care, bud.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, let's keep it easy. You only got about 15, 20 seconds. Listen, be radical. Use your faith. You have no reason for pride, but you might have an opportunity to see the miraculous a little more. Isn't that a good idea? Especially for those of us who need a miracle. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Going to take a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.